With cooperating weather tomorrow at 12:36 p.m., a 14-story high Grumman Antares rocket will blast off Pad 0A at NASA's Wallops Island Space Facility, our Mid-Atlantic regional spaceport to the universe. The two-stage Antares rocket, the 15th in a series from Northrop Grumman, is an unmanned supply mission using the Cygnus space freighter and carrying a cargo of 8,000 pounds of supplies, hardware, and experiments to the International Space Station. The International Space Station is slightly larger than a football field and, since 1988, circles the Earth about 15 times a day at 250 miles up in low Earth orbit. The 15th supply mission is dedicated to Katherine Johnson, an American mathematician made famous in the movie Hidden Figures and who lived to 101 years old. I'm now speaking with Keith Kohler of NASA's flight facility at Wallops Island. Are there any local provisions for viewing?
The visitor center will be closed, but there are, of course, plenty of good locations in the area that you can see it. And really, really pretty much in anywhere on Delmarva, you'll be able to see it. So you can watch NASA TV. Their coverage begins at noon. And so you can watch it from the warmth of your house or inside your car and then go outside to actually be able to see the launch and the rocket go off into space.
For this particular flight aboard the Cygnus freighter, is there any special experiments or anything unique happening there?
It's carrying cargo, which would include food, could include experiments and clothing. So those types of things are all on there. And, there are various experiments that we're doing that we'll be flying. We'll be flying up some worms, and they'll be studying the muscles of the worms and how they relate to human muscle activity. And the, typically, astronauts in space will see the degradation of muscle tones during a space flight, so we'll be added to that. And also this time they'll also be carrying up spare crew quarters. Right now there are quite a few astronauts on the space station, and one of the astronauts is kind of lacking, living space. So this will also act as a crew quarters for him or her while they're on board.
In a few days, the Cygnus space freighter will slowly approach the International Space Station and be grabbed by the station's robotic arm. It then will be attached to the bottom side of the station and its cargo retrieved. Sometime later, the expendable Cygnus will be released to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere. These supply missions cost about $80 million or $10,000 per delivered pound. The rocket flight out over the ocean may be visible for 100 miles and pop up from the horizon a short period after launch. NASA TV coverage starts about noon, and you can also view nasa.gov. The next launch is set for July 2021 from Wallops Island. This is Steve Plotkin with Delmarva Public Media.